One of the blessings of the coronavirus is that I have talked to my mother every single day for the past month. Mom is 88, has dementia, and lives in an assisted living facility in Massachusetts. Prior to the virus, we spoke only weekly. Mom had a busy schedule. Meals in the dining room, bingo, happy hours in the pub, sing-alongs with visiting musicians. Now, like all of us, she's confined. Pretty much in lockdown. Meals brought to her, no activities, no group gatherings of any kind. "I am bored out of my mind. We can't go out," she says. "I know, Mom, it's hard. We're hunkered down too." "You are? Why?" Every single day I explain and she struggles to grasp this pandemic gripping our world. Last week I shared with Mom some of the cooking I'd been doing. Prosciutto wrapped chicken with fresh rosemary and garlic. "Sounds great," Mom says. "Sweet potato soup with chicken, carrots, coconut milk, and curry. Oh no, that doesn't interest me at all." A few days later, I tell Mom I finally found yeast and am thinking of making bread, but worry it's too difficult. Never mind the question of why I've been on a daily hunt for yeast when I did not have a specific need. "Bread is easy," Mom proclaims, "and you can have a slice when it's still warm." Mom goes on about her own bread baking days as I puzzle why I have no memory of eating homemade bread as a child. I ask my older sister, who laughs. "You're right. Mom started making homemade bread after you left for Alaska during the bread machine craze. She was so enamored she bought all of us kids a bread machine for Christmas. I guess you didn't get one." I share with Mom I have successfully made my very first loaf of bread. She asks about donuts. "I don't know who got my recipe," she says. "I have it, Mom. Maybe I could dig it up and make some." After locating the recipe, I realize this is a much larger undertaking. Multiple risings, lots of punching down of dough, more rising, more punching. I balk. Truth is, Mom will never remember our discussion of donuts, nor my promise to make them. Over the next few days, we talk more about the donut recipe. It is all lost to her now, except this. "Of course you can. Of course you can make donuts." "It says knead until smooth and satiny," I read. "Oh, don't take it so literally. Just put it all together, drop the dough in the lard, and once they're cooked, roll them in sugar." I make an appointment to video chat with Mom next week. How else will I be able to show her a fresh sugar-rolled donut from 5,000 miles away?